ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 6, Chapter 10, Text 16, The Battle Between the Demigods and Vritrasura. Did we read 15 yesterday?
12 yesterday.
Huh? So I read 13 through 16.
Yes.
And this is 16.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll read the other. These texts have no purport. I'll just read the Sanskrit and English. Starting with text 13. Atendro vajram udyamya nirmitam vishvakaramana mune shuktivir utsikto bhagavat tejasanvita vrito devaganai sarvar gejendru pari asovata Stayamano mani ganais trilokyam harshayan eva. Thereafter, King Indra very firmly took up the thunderbolt manufactured by Vishwakarma from the bones of Dadichi, charged with the exalted power of Dadichi Muni, and enlightened by the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indra rode on the back of his carrier, Airavata, surrounded by all the demigods, while all the great sages offered him praise. Thus he shone very beautifully, pleasing the three worlds, as he rode off to kill Vritrasura. Vritram adhyadavak chatram asuranika yutapai Paryastam ojasarajan krudo rudran ivantakam. My dear King Prakyat as Rudra, being very angry at Antaka Yamaraj, had formerly run toward Antaka to kill him. Indra angrily and with great force attacked Vritrasura, who was surrounded by the leaders of the demoniac armies. Text 16. Tada suranam asurai rana panama daruna treta muke naramadayam avavat pratame yuge tatak suranam asurai Ranapanamadaruna Treta Muke Narmadayam Abhavat Pratame Yuge Tatak Suranamasurai Ranapanamadaruna Treta Muke Narmadayam Abhavat Pratame Yuge Tata Suranama Surai Rana Paramadaruna Treta Muke Narmadayam Abhavat Patame Yuge. Tatak Sarana Masurai. Rana Dharana Arma. Chaitamuke Narmadayam. Abhavat Patame Yuge. Tatak suranamasurai rana paramadaruna Pritamukhe Narmadayam Abhavat Pratame Yuge Tataksura Namasurai Rana Paramadaruna Tvaitamukhe Namadayam Abhavat Pratame Yuge Tatak Sura Namasurai Rana Paramadaruna Tvaitamukhe Namadayam Abhavat Pratame Yuge Matajis. Tataksura namasurai. Rana paramadaruna. Rena mukhe manadayam. Abhavat pratame yuge. Tata. Thereafter. Suranam of the demigods, Asurai with the demons, Rana a great battle, Paramadaruna very fearful, Treta Mukhe in the beginning of Treta Yuga, Narmadayam on the bank of the river Narmada. Abhavat took place. Pratame in the first. Juge millennium. Translation. Therefore, at the end of Satya Yuga and the beginning of Treta Yuga, a fierce battle took place between the demigods and the demons on the bank of the Narmada. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Herein, the Narmada does not mean the Narmada River in India. The five sacred rivers in India, Ganga, Jamuna, Narmada, Kaveri, and Krishna, are all celestial. Like the Ganges River, the Narmada River also flows in the higher planetary systems. The battle between the demigods and the demons took place in the higher planets. The word Pratame Yuge means in the beginning of the first millennium, that is to say, in the beginning of the Vaivasvata Manvantara. In one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus who each live for 71 millenniums. The four Yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwarpa, and Kali, constitute one millennium. We are presently in the Manvantara of Vaivasvata Manu, who is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Imam vivasvate yogam proktavam aham aviyam vivasvan manave praha. We are now in the 28th millennium of Vaivasvata Manu, but this fight took place in the beginning of Vaivasvata Manu's first millennium. One can historically calculate how long ago the battle took place. Since each millennium consists of 4,300,000 years, and we are now in the 28th millennium, some 120,400,000 years have passed since the battle took place on the bank of the river Narmada. Tataksurana Vasurai Rana Parama Asura Danuna Treta Mukhe Narmadayam Abhavat Pratame Yuge. Thereafter, at the end of the Satya Yuga and the beginning of the Treta Yuga, a fierce battle took place between the demigods and the demons on the bank of the Narmada. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Kiranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So, this battle took place in the celestial planets, 120,400,000 approximately years ago. This is hard to understand because the materialists, they don't give credit that humans, what to speak of demigods, were living for that many years. I think they say a few thousand years, sometimes scientists say. But we can understand from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, this was the end of Satya Yuga, beginning of Treta Yuga. So already 4,300,000 years had passed. Is that right? 420,000 years had passed. And it was 120,400,000 years ago. So we've been here in this material world because of Brahma Bhuvana Loka Puna Avartino Arjuna. From the higher planet to the lower planet, all our places of material life, misery, where repeated birth and death take place. And we've been in this material world for all of this time. Sometimes we have some deja vu. This really seems familiar. We have all been here before because we have been here before. We've been cucarachas. We've been bears. We've been snakes. We've been through all of the different forms of life to come to this human form of life. Atato Brahma Jignasa. The human form of life is very rare because in the human form of life one can inquire after what is the absolute truth. In all the other forms of life, one is busy, we were busy eating, sleeping, mating, defending, being very selfish, trying to fulfill our selfish desires. Even we can see, they say that the highest love in the material world is the love of a mother for her children. But as Kali Yuga progresses, and in different forms of life, even in the human form of life, we've seen the mothers abandon their children or kill their children within the womb. I was on an airplane ride a few months ago to New York, and one little boy, maybe he was 4 years old, he was crying right in back of my seat. And he was creating quite a disturbance. He was upset and he was crying, "I don't want to be on this plane." And the mother, kind of a selfish looking lady, turned to him and screamed out with no remorse and no bashfulness, "I didn't want you, so there you go. For both of us." Honest to God. I was like, who is this lady? 4-year-old boy says, "I don't want to be here." And she said, "So I didn't want you. So we're even." That's a true story. And I was a little bit amazed that as Kali Yuga progresses, she was being honest. She didn't want him. He was, as they call in Bhagavad Gita, unwanted progeny. Varna Sankara. People are having children, but they're unwanted. In our Vedic culture, we have our 50 round babies. You can see the 50 round babies. My daughter, his son, are both 50-round babies. And out of 500 children in the high school, she was nominated for the best eyes. Not because she was so beautiful, but because she was a 50-round baby. Means the mother and father, hopefully the mother, I'm not even sure, but the father. No, I think the mother in those days. Chants 50 rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Namah 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 Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna. Takes forever. I mean, that took me like 5 hours. 4 or 5, no more. 50 rounds, yeah, took about 4 or 5 hours. By that time, you're so spiritual, you're not thinking of sense gratification. It's not for sense gratification. It's purely for bringing a ray of Vishnu into this world, for bringing some spiritual being to finish their sojourn. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, we have so many samskaras. Even when my son was born, we wanted a son. So they told me, first thing is you have to fast all day. Then you chant your 50 rounds, mother and father. And at 10 o'clock at night, I don't know where they got this from, you eat all the sweets from the offering all day will gather for you. So they fed me after fasting all day, sweet rice, rubbery, burfi, laddu, and sandesh. By 10 o'clock at night, I was like this. And my son was born in history record. He was conceived in history time. I think it's in the Guinness World Book of Records. And I think maybe that's part of the reason he's a little passionate. But they told me, I don't even know who told us. One Mataji told my esposa, make him fast all day, chant 50 rounds, and at 10 o'clock at night, eat every sweet that comes off the altar. I don't know if anybody else has ever done that, but somehow they convinced me that this is the best thing to do, and guaranteed you'll have a son that will be a real sweetie. And a little passionate too. So in Vedic culture, we have our wanted children. Our children are wanted. We plan them. We're bringing them to this world for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. But the materialists, they're having children that are varna samkara, unwanted progeny. And therefore, what is the question that there's some social upheaval, there's some difficulty in the world? It's all unwanted children. We are my generation was called the baby boomers because after World War II, everyone went crazy with their girlfriend and wife having children. So somehow in America there was an extra 20% of unwanted progeny. Whole thing, whole 100% was unwanted. We're all unwanted progeny, accidents. Even sometimes the parents tell the children, oh, you were just an accident. You weren't supposed to happen. Or they try to, and in some cases they even use different types of, they kill the babies in the womb. The Prabhupada was told, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes they're throwing out our books at the airport. Prabhupada said, what can be done with these people? They throw out their babies. What do you expect? They're throwing out babies. Mother told her son on the plane in front of everyone. The son was old enough to understand, I didn't want you. But you're here. And she was serious. I turned around and looked, and she was very serious. She didn't want that child. Totally unwanted progeny. So in this Kali Yuga especially, people are very selfish. I, me, and mine. No one wants to even take care of their children. The woman is supposed to have great love, and the father, great love for the children. But as Kali Yuga progresses, just like rats, the father rat, when the litter is born, the father rat goes to eat the baby rats. This is nature. The mother rat has to protect and fight the father rat because he's hungry and he wants to eat the baby ratinos. So similarly, in our human form of life, people are drowning. There's so many cases we hear of people doing harm to their children. They have to have a whole business. Every city, in every big city all over the world, child protection agency to make sure that the children aren't abused because all the parents are abusing the children. One lady, famous case, she drove her children. She met some man that wanted to be with her, but he wasn't so much into kids. So she took her 4-year-old and 2-year-old a few years back, and she drove the car into a lake, and she got out, and with the kids in a seatbelt, little children in a seatbelt, let her children drown. Then came out and said, somebody stole my children. Somebody came and took my children. And she had drowned. The police finally found out she had murdered her children for this extramarital affair. How selfish. Kali Yuga. People so full of themselves. But Vaishnava culture means the opposite, selfless. I sacrifice my life for Krishna consciousness. I sacrifice my life for others. Srimad Bhagavatam states, Tapyante lokatapena sarva prayasojana paramaradhanam tadi purushasya kilatmana. Eighth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam states, Tapyante lokatapena, of all the austerities and penances, Tapyante lokatapena sarva prayasojana paramaradhanam. Arada means the worship. And paramarada means the highest worship. The highest form of worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to sacrifice one's life to save others. That others are suffering in this material world due to not understanding whom they are, spirit souls, part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit Soul. And the highest form of worship, even Lord Shiva told his wife, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Tasmat Paratanam Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. That the paraphernalia of the pure devotee, service to the pure devotee, assisting the compassion of the pure devotee, this is the paramarada. Helping others, saving others, giving Krishna consciousness to others. This is the highest austerity and penance. This is the highest platform of spirituality. Sometimes people confuse what is spiritual, and they have their idea that if God blesses us, God has 10 hands, it's a Bengali proverb, that God has 10 arms, 10 hands. And if he blesses you, you can't even hold on with your 2 hands to all the blessings that could come. But also, God has 10 hands, and if he wants to take everything away from you, you can't hold on with your 2 hands, our little two hands, what God wants to take. So sometimes the materialistic persons, they think that spiritual life means abundance. Isn't God great? God has blessed us with abundance. God has given us this material world to enjoy. I got a new car because God loves me. And they confuse what is spirituality with what is material opulence. But Srimad Bhagavatam tells us spirituality means paramaradhanam taddi purushasya kilatmana. Pleasing, yayatma suprasediti. Pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead by selfless service. By not only giving love and affection to our wanted family members, children, offspring, and family, immediate family, but our extended family, our brothers and sisters in this material world who are suffering due to lack of knowledge of whom they are and who is God and what is their relation to God and why they're in this material world. Therefore, Krishna conscious person spends their time and energy giving Krishna consciousness, giving Srila Prabhupada's books, giving kirtan, and giving Krishna prasadam to the masses of people with great compassion, and spends one's life, we spend our life dedicated to this purpose. Whatever we're getting, that's fine. That's not going to give us happiness. We get a big house, we get a big boat, we get a big car. Happiness, real happiness for the Vaishnava, a Vaishnava dies to live and living tries to spread the holy name around, to give Krishna consciousness to others. So this is our business. The demon means I'm very selfish, I only care about myself, and I only care about my own gratification. But the devotee means I only care about the gratification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all of his parts and parcels. And I live my life, I work in my life according to that principle, to give help, to give concern, like we heard yesterday so nicely from Amala Bhakta, that even when man from the mundane point of view, I do some act of kindness to you, now you go do some act of kindness. Real kindness is giving people Krishna consciousness, giving people the Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and giving them opportunity to engage in real spiritual life. Any question or discussion? We are out of time. Thank you very much. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.